Please welcome my parents, Jim and Carolyn Dirks, Randy and Debbie Morrow, and Bob and Mary Norton to the stage this morning as they share some of their highs and lows of their relationship with us this morning. Please welcome them. See, when we get the screen moved, we can have all this set up before the time that we need them. Wouldn't that be awesome? I'm not trying to make any point there at all. Oops, sorry. There you go. All right. Yeah, you have to sit together. You have to act like you like each other. Oh. Good morning, guys. How you doing? I'm talking to the three couples.
Hello.
You doing all right today?
Fine.
All right.
So far.
So far, huh? Well, now, one thing I mentioned before, but I want to mention it here publicly. Please do not share anything that you don't want to share. Remember that we're broadcast over the radio. Remember that now we're going to be broadcast around the world because of what... Well, I just want you to know, because of the streaming audio on our website and everything, and I just don't want you to share anything that you don't feel comfortable sharing. I want you to share, however, things that you feel will help us out here in the way you got through experiences and up times and down times, okay? So... be thinking about that as we ask. Well, let's get started with the easy one. Well, for the women at least. How long have you been married? How long have you been married? Whoever wants to start?
46.
46 years.
35 years.
35 years.
52.
52 years. Wow. All right. See, there is life after having a boy. Yeah. All right. And I think all... Did you guys have boys or a girl? Two girls and boys. So all of them had boys. So there is life after boys. All right. And life after girls as well. Well, quickly tell us how you met and how long you dated before you were married.
My sister, Judy, who was in Mary's class in high school, introduced us. They were juniors in high school at the time, and I was in the Navy, came back on leave, and I met Mary, and we dated a little bit. Then, and then I went to Hawaii for a year. We fought through the mail for a year. Came back on another 20-day leave. We got engaged, and then she graduated high school in May and came to Hawaii, and we got married.
Wow.
Wait a minute, I get to say something.
Absolutely.
I was really impressed with him. He helped me shovel corn, move cattle. Whatever I had to do to go on the date, he would help me do it so we could leave.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Randy and I met in college. We were both seniors. He was student teaching, so he was off campus. And homecoming was right around the corner, and he was without a date, and so was I. And I was supposed to be trying to find him a date, but I wasn't being very successful at doing that. So, I had someone else in mind. So we ended up going to homecoming together, really as good friends. I can't say at that point we were best friends, but things quickly evolved after that. And we started dating in October of 72, and we were married 10 months later.
Awesome.
And never mind, I could say something. 10 months, and I'm thinking, no. Those of you thinking that wasn't the case.
Oh, okay, I wasn't even there. All right.
I was.
Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you.
Mom and Dad?